There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free to bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the latest video from ISIS, or at least that's what we're told. It's being hosted by their alleged hostage, John Cantley, and the claim from what I've read about the video, and I actually have not screened its entirety, from what I understand is he says this is the last video in this series. Now, that sounds kind of ominous. Does that mean that it's the last video with John Cantley in it? Or does that just mean that it's the last video with John Cantley walking around touring different embattled cities?
I suspect it's the last video where John Cantley has a head.
God, I really hope that's not true. I have really grown to like this guy.
Yeah.
I think that's
sort of the whole point, right? They produced this whole video series, which, by the way, their video editing has improved dramatically. I'm not anxious to throw any compliments these folks' ways, but these things are very well produced, and it's a little spooky. And I think that's the idea. They get you to like this guy, and you're like, hey, I care about this dude. And then it's off with his head, and you feel like crap about it.
Man, I believe in people's humanity, even disgusting individuals like these ISIL folks, and they have to have grown to like this guy. He's working so hard for them. I
felt the same way about the jury in the Ross Ulbricht trial.
Wait a minute. No, you didn't.
I'm just saying, like, you'd think, you know, that, like, somebody, like, is interacting with, well, they didn't get to interact with Ross, and that's his defense's part of fault.
But. So, we'll talk about that video here in a little bit. Your calls come first, though. Let's talk first to Neo in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Neo.
Neo, the Matrix Miami. Has you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Neo. Knock, knock.
Going once, going twice.
Mr. Anderson. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
We have you now. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Mr. Anderson.
Yes. Hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm having some problems, Neo. I wonder if... go ahead, man.
Yeah, I think those commercials are hilarious.
Which commercials?
The ISIS ones.
The one I was forced to listen to while I was waiting here, but... I'm not going to make fun of your sponsors.
Different commercials, just so you know, the different, different venues are hearing different ads at any given time. So,
they may not have been our advertiser in that we did not acquire them.
Or, it may not be heard by whoever it is that's hearing the show. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
They have a limited supply of, turkey and ham. But anyway, I want to talk about the difference between a job and a skill. And I don't think that these two things should necessarily be the same thing. And I think as far as a person acquiring a skill to get a quote-unquote grown-up job, I think that idea is obsolete.
Okay.
In itself. Meaning that, like...
Run it past me.
I'll give an example. Like, they say the oldest profession is prostitution, right? So do you think prostitution would be more popular right now if pornography had not come along?
I think it'd be more popular. I don't know if you could get more popular than prostitution. I mean, who isn't paying for sex in some way or another, pal?
I mean, but without the competition of pornography there, you know,
certainly. Without pornography, I would probably hire more prostitutes. Like, if I did not have that... I can't tell you how many times I've thought about making that phone call, and then I just go to Pornhub, and I'm like, whew, save myself
cheaper.
$250. Yeah. So that's point well taken, sir.
Yeah, but I think that's every profession. And any especially like say a lawyer, you know, a doctor, any organized quote-unquote profession is ultimately under... you know, these types of stressful economic circumstance.
I don't know. Like, anybody. Pornography has never reduced my need for attorneys or doctors, as it turns out. You know?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, if your profession is to be an attorney, over time, because of the fact that at the end of the day, your job is to make money, just like a doctor, then over the years, your profession is going to become less about actually doing what anything involved in, you know, helping people become legally free or helping people become healthy. It's more about making money. And so if every profession gets like that, then professions themselves no longer really matter. And so your skill and your job become two different things. Does that make sense?
I'm confused. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that your skill and your job are definitely two different things, right? So, like, before I came here and tried to go full-blown media, yeah, I worked in a data center. I was an independent IT contractor. I'm an out-of-work IT guy. I have a skill, and I'm not in that job, right? So my skill and my job are definitely two different things, but professions are always going to be about making money, sir. The only reason I became an IT guy, the only reason I acquired the skill was because I wanted to get paid. I didn't have some passion for going and clicking mice and tapping keyboards and strangers' offices, right? I did that to make money. And it's the same thing for an attorney or a doctor or anybody else. Now, attorneys, I think, are in a sort of unique, you know, field because they are 100% reliant upon the state, and they are all sorts of incentivized to do all sorts of devious, terrible things. Doctors, unfortunately, are more and more put into that position as the government gets itself involved in the medical industry. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, the way you make money is to be good at your job by being the guy who does the best job at the best price. And that's not right. Separates your profession right. from your skill.
So what happens when IT guys are no longer needed?
Then
what do you do then?
Well, then you repurpose yourself.
Skill, right, and then you find another job. And then what happens when that skill job is no longer needed? And it's a continuing cycle that will never end.
Well, I don't think that I don't see how you're going to have a situation where IT guys go out of style. I mean, what are you going to replace IT with? More
robots.
Technology? I mean, then who's going to fix the robots? I mean,
robots.
There are certain fields that will only perpetuate robots. Themselves, and you will need to. Well, somebody has to program and repair robots, right? So if
robots.
The IT
right.
field,
so is every person in the world going to, find that last niche of necessary? You know, there'll be more than 100 million people trying to fix the robots because we're all trying to find that one thing that won't eventually become obsolete in order to keep our life going. But
is that what this is about? Is about the fear of the future?
And if it doesn't become obsolete, it's going to become oversaturated.
Well, no, I don't. So basically, look, there's any number of fields that we could talk about. I mean, specifically as it pertains to IT, I don't think
IT became oversaturated, didn't it?
It totally became oversaturated. I went into that field because, hang on a second, pal. So I went into that field because people were making so much money at it. And then by the time I got out of school and I started actually working in the profession, we were a dime a dozen. And I got sold at it did not pay the way that everybody expected it to when I went into it. People have to evolve and change with an economy, right? So
no,
you can't
expect to do
you're
the
not
same
gonna have
thing forever.
A third of the United States fixing robots, but you know, people need to eat, right? There's food, there's a million different things revolving around food, from agriculture to taking killing cattle to
distribution,
right.
Mining for spices. I mean, there's a million things pertaining to any given aspect of life. There's a lot of different ways that you can go about that, and the fact that these fields evolve just means that we got to evolve with them.
Yeah, you really just can't rest on your laurels in the marketplace.
It has to be based on something beyond continuously finding that skill that can't be, replaced by either, technology or, whatever.
You'll never
why?
Find
you'll never find
why
it.
Does it have to? I mean, your skill is going to get replaced, and then you have evolved with the trade, right? It's
right,
never.
Right.
It's never completely eliminated.
Right, it's not never eventually completely eliminated, but it shouldn't be your, how can I put this? You know, your economic, it gives you the incentive Well, let me read for you, and maybe this will clear it up for you.
Neo, stand by. 855-450-FREE. Is he saying that you should be able to find some kind of skill that will never go away, will never be unnecessary?
I think he's just pointing out a truth that, you know, the marketplace evolves, and you got to evolve with it.
Okay. Well, obviously. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian
Cantwell,
and Mark.
Don't forget to join Chris over on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com.
See, that's how it's done, Mark.
What is fresh on ChristopherCantwell.com?
Well, the latest two articles up there are the latest in the Anarcho-Lobbyist series, where you, I, and Daryl, and I said that wrong. You, me, and Daryl are going up to Concord and doing battle with the legislature up there, and
you, Daryl, and I.
You, me, and Daryl.
I don't consider it doing battle. I just consider it speaking truth to power.
Of course, of course. You know, and what I like about this, you know, some of our friends, quote, up here in New Hampshire are sort of critical of a lot of the things that we do.
They're saying, you should be working within the system. I don't know why you guys don't do what we do, right? So that we go on.
There's a lot of people that complain on the other side here in New Hampshire, too, that what are you doing wasting your time with the working inside the system? You should sit in the basement and drink with us.
Exactly. And so I try to do a little bit of both. And so we go up to Concord, and when we talk to these people, we don't mince words with them. We're not trying to play this moderate line of like, hey, look, Mr. Legislature, I really think that y'all are so wonderful, but blah, 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 blah. No, we go in there and we tell them what's going on, and we give it to them plain. And I am a huge fan of this. Not my most popular video series yet, but I think it will become more popular if we keep on putting them out. So those are the two latest ones out there. I was also told the story of how in the early years of the previous decade, I was the victim of a false rape accusation. I think tomorrow there's actually going to be something about telling lies in a criminal complaint, and I hope to try to talk to the legislature about that.
So, we're going back up to the State House tomorrow, so that should be fun as usual. Go to ChristopherCantwell.com.
Get your cryptocurrencies, whether they're Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or several others over at ExpressCoin.com. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're money, licensed money, services business. And when I say it's easy, all you have to do is send in a money order or a check, and you'll get some of the best rates. I think the best rate from any one of the major places that you can get Bitcoin. They are the best rates at ExpressCoin.com. Just go over there, and you can get get free rates, like cost nothing.
That's a pretty good rate.
Yeah, it's a pretty darn good rate. If you get less than $40 worth of the cryptocurrency, this is really meant for people who are sort of starting out. But if you get less than $40 worth and you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com, you'll get no fees at all. There'll be no fees. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your phone with their app. All you have to do is download it, and they've got it over there at ExpressCoin.com. It's coupon code FTL, ExpressCoin.com.
What if we just, like, plugged for the entire segment? Have you guys ever
That'd
done
be awesome.
That before?
No.
We're back with Neo. He's in Miami. Neo, I just want to try to... Maybe I misunderstood you in the last segment, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because I was working on trying to correct some audio issues here during your call. But maybe I misunderstood you. Were you kind of bemoaning the fact that over time people's positions in the marketplace, as far as their job and the skills that they have, that they change? Or were you just observing that they change?
I'm observing that... Because they change, eventually it leads to the everybody makes no money paradigm that we're stuck in right now.
Everybody makes no money. I don't know what that means.
So it sounds to me...
Like the people that are not necessarily skilled are the laziest people will be the ones that make the money, you know, as far as...
The laziest people will make money? How's
interest,
that?
At interest loaning,
elections.
Making money just for having money makes more money than, say, a skilled person can have because the skill set is either obsolete or oversaturated.
Outside of the legislature, I don't know a lot of lazy people with a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, sales... the skill of sales will never be...
Hard. You don't have to work very hard to make money loaning money and then, you know,
you've got to work hard to make money, you know, to loan.
Interest loaning, right, but all you have to do is really have money there already, which is not hard work. It's
so
not really
basically he hates rich people.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you don't like the fact that there are some people who make money off of...
Not as, skill.
Right. So I don't care. Look, you have to have some kind of... You can't just talk over the host for the entire segment, pal, okay? So listen, your problem is that people make money by having money, right? Is that what you're trying to get across?
That's not a skill.
Okay, I don't care if it's a skill. They had to do something to get that money unless they're getting the money from the state, right? They could have been born into it. So, I mean, somebody had to work to make some money, and then when you have money, then you can put your money to work for you, right?
Well, I would say collecting, but before we go on, collecting money is a skill. I mean, there are companies out there that collect money, and getting your money back once you loan it to somebody isn't always the easiest thing in the world.
No, it's definitely not. And so, well, I mean, if you're lending money to people, you're first of all, you have to be a reputable lender of some sort. People have to say, hey, borrowing money from you is probably a good idea. You probably have good terms. You have a different interest rate. And based upon that interest rate, you have to make a profit while you simultaneously go out to collect your funds. Now, I would say that probably money lenders probably benefit from the state more than a lot of other industries, right? Because they don't have to go out and extract funds from people. They get court orders to do that and can garner wages and all sorts of things. So that would be something that I probably don't like too much about that industry. But at the end of the day, somebody has to have some mechanism by which to collect a debt, no?
No, I agree with what you're saying, but is the debt legitimate?
Yeah, if you borrowed money from me and I have to collect on the debt, then yeah, it's legitimate.
Look, what I hear from you is the hatred of the idea of people lending money to folks. And look,
that's really what drove Europe into the Dark Ages.
Is that what you're getting at here, Neil? Is what you're saying that you believe that the people who have money, who lend it, are somehow less valuable to the marketplace than someone with a skill like, you know, manufacturing a product, for instance?
Obviously.
And here's why it's not. Thank you for the call tonight. And here's why it's not obvious. Because in order for the person who can manufacture something, like let's say somebody who knows JJ on our show used to be like a guy who made machines that make machines, like that really kind of high end kind of level of machinery. That guy can't go to work unless somebody with money actually put the money up to buy the building, and you know,
and that person may not be able to get that money unless they borrow it from somebody else. Money represents wealth. You have to have wealth to be able to create more wealth. That's understood. And so if you need the use of the money, you need to borrow it from somebody who's got the wealth. If you just see there's only two options. You can banish the people with wealth, in which case they go to the Jersey Islands or Cayman or wherever it is, mm-hmm. and they take their wealth with them, and your economy
turns into Greece.
Right. You wish it was Greece. Greece has actually got quite a bit of wealth. Your economy turns into Haiti or someplace like that because all the wealth has left, which is what happened to Haiti when Papa Doc took over. Or you can kill a bunch of rich people and take their wealth, nationalize it, in which case your country becomes Cuba. So you don't get poor right away. You get poor over a long period of time.
Because as you squander the capital that you've taken because you're not capable of managing it like the person you took it from.
Yeah, exactly. You give a bunch of money to people who don't know how to save and protect their money, and then all of a sudden they've, like you said, squandered it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Thank goodness for wealthy people because they make creating more wealth possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them to you. Totally free. Freetalklive.com. You've heard about Bitcoin and blockchains, or maybe you haven't. Either way, however informed you are on Bitcoin, when you get to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference, you're going to not only enjoy yourself, but also by the end of the weekend, you'll be even more informed because you're going to be talked to and talking with the experts, people like George Gilder, who is a world-famous investor, economist, and author. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers there, plus IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sambala Nair, will be flying in from India, David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, and Charlie Shrem, who we're not sure how he's going to appear because he's supposed to be in prison by that time. I don't know if anybody's talked to the Texas Bitcoin Conference about that.
But magic of Bitcoin.
Hopefully Charlie Shrem will be in attendance, and it's going to be a great time either way.
Ross Ulbricht, Jesus Christ, the Easter Bunny.
We went to this event last year, and it was very good. We went to the first one. This is the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's happening again in Austin, Texas, although this time the venue's changing to the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. It was at a racetrack last year. which is kind of on the outskirts of Austin. This one's going to be right in the heart of downtown, so I'm excited about keeping the convention downtown. So we'll look forward to seeing you there, because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the event. It's March 28th and 29th. This is the place to be if you want a glimpse into the future going even beyond Bitcoin. Plus, you can get a discount on their already affordable $150 admission price. You knock $25 off of that price by using code FTL. Now, already $150 is an affordable price for a convention on a weekend, but again, cheaper if you use code FTL. Plus, another $25 of your admission goes to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity operating in Florida, helping out the homeless folks down there. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL to get the discount. It's March 28th and 29th. Mark your calendar. We will look forward to seeing you there. TexasBitcoinConference.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we have Sammy listening in Independence, Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live, Sammy.
Hello, hello. Christopher, why won't you call me back?
I'm sorry?
Christopher. All right, so this is what happened. I met Christopher on ChristianMingle.com. Yes, and he took me out on a date. He took me to Taco Bell. It was really nice. And he won't call me back. I don't know why.
Well, maybe you should hook up with Dave in New York. I don't know what to tell you, pal.
I mean, I like to put your meat in my soft taco, you know, and it's really pretty and beautiful. It was a wonderful time.
Are you a woman, Sammy? I'm not really clear on that.
Yes, I'm a woman. Are you serious?
Well, I don't know.
We met on Christian Mingle.
Right. How could you possibly meet a man on Christian Mingle, right?
I mean, people meet men on Christian Mingle all the time. It's just that they are not men who are meeting them there, because that would be against God's will, Ian.
Sammy, thanks for the call tonight. Kind of a weak crank. I mean, he tried.
I appreciate the effort. Yeah. Look, work on it. Try to maybe go polish your skills up on Blog Talk or something before you try it again, okay?
Let's go. Speaking of Dave in New York, here he is. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Dave, I'm glad ahead. You asked, Dave. It burns when I pee. Do you know any suggestions?
Every time when I call into the station, I'm always being made fun of, and yeah. I'd really like it to stop, you know, because I really don't like being made fun of and all that
stuff. I know one way to stop it.
Mark and, you know, I really don't like being made fun of. There you go again. You're always laughing. I'd really like you to stop being made fun of, you know?
Well, at that time, we weren't laughing at you. We were laughing at Chris Cantwell's joke suggesting that the way that you can stop being made fun of is to stop calling talk radio.
You explained the joke, Ian. Don't ever do that again.
You have to explain it for Dave. Christ, it went right straight over his head.
He's not listening to you, Ian.
No, he cares less what you say.
Yeah, I just, you know, every time, because when I call on the show, I have topics I want to talk about, but then you guys seem to go and, like, you know, make fun of me, which
I think
which
you mean
is,
he
you know,
couldn't
like,
care less, Mark.
Yeah, he couldn't care less, you're right.
But Dave, look, you're great. I love you, and you are actually going to be featured on my YouTube channel
pretty soon.
Yeah, so Dave called in last night, and he was really confused because there was a woman that he was interested in, and he was listening.
Oh, is this why he's calling tonight?
Yeah, he was listening at her door, right? And he knew that she was home.
Oh, that's right. He called us about this a few days ago as well. It's really been on his mind.
Yeah, he was listening at her door while she's checking her voicemails
super
and watching
creepy
television, so he knew that she was home. And he was knocking on the door over and over and over again. And the woman, for some reason, wouldn't answer the door.
Shocking,
right?
Yeah.
So Dave wasn't sure.
This poor girl.
He was like, this woman's a liar because she's pretending that she's not home while I knock on her door and listen to her phone calls. So Dave, I'm going to publish that as a YouTube video, that conversation from last night. So make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel.
I have no idea where your channel is even at.
Yeah, just go search YouTube for Christopher Cantwell. Or you can go to ChristopherCantwell.com and find any one of the videos and search it there. And just subscribe to the channel, because I think that we're going to make you a feature more often.
Well, thank you. But every time when I call into LRN.FM, I have topics I want to talk about, and I'm just tired of being made fun of, like, you know, because last night when I called in, Mark was always, you know, he was laughing at me, and I really didn't appreciate it, you know?
What do you think I was laughing at,
Mark? I wasn't listening.
I have no idea. I mean, the man's standing at somebody's door, listening, and then calling them a liar because they won't come. I mean, I don't know how to tell you this, Dave, but you look awful when you talk about these things. You sound either unbelievable or unbelievably creepy. One of the two.
Well, I knew she was someone because, like, you know, she's a friend of mine, and, you know, I wanted to
hang
out with her.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's not your friend.
It doesn't sound like she wants to be your friend anymore, at least.
Look, Dave, people still do, but especially previously, people used to make fun of me for my weight frequently, and so what I did was lose a bunch of weight. So people are making fun of you for being creepy and repeating yourself.
I'm not creepy. I am not creepy.
What you described last night was creepy, and the fact that you don't know it is the reason that you're creepy, and I'm really trying to help you out here. When you're standing outside of a woman's door, you need to learn some social cues, buddy, and I know that that might be difficult for you, but if you stand outside of a woman's door listening to her in her apartment and knocking on the door, don't be surprised when she doesn't answer, because it comes off as creepy.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've left a message for somebody and you know they are still using that cell phone number or whatever number you call, and they don't get back to you, then the appropriate thing to do would be to give a follow-up call or follow-up via some other method later, like days later. Give them some time to get back to you. You don't, you know, they could be in the hospital for all you know. I mean, you don't know what the issue is. And if you contact them via some other method and then they ignore you in that way, that's probably an indicator that they don't want to talk to you.
Right. And in this case, he's describing a situation where he hears the woman inside and he's knocking on the door. And I'm just imagining in my head him knocking louder and louder and louder in an attempt to get her attention. And she might be terrified, ready to call 911 in that place.
Well, you know that he's probably not knocking silently, right? I mean, Dave is likely talking incessantly while he's outside.
I know you're in there. Why won't you talk to me? I mean, you don't think that this is going to, like, create some hostilities in your life, Dave?
Let's talk to Doug. He's in Chicago. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Doug, good. Go ahead.
Occasionally with the people who call into your show, it can be like Dr. Phil on the radio, know, Dave calling in and Pete.
And that's good, because I'm good at giving relationship advice to people.
I wanted to call in to kind of elaborate, I think, on what the caller from Miami had been talking about. You know, number one, I'm a free market guy. I'm a libertarian. But, you know, we're going to have an issue here in the near future where we're going to have a shrinking, in my opinion, economy due to automation. Now, when my grandma and grandpa owned a farm down in...
We're going to have automation, that's for sure.
Right. When my grandma and grandpa owned a farm down in Indiana, they had automation, and they put a lot of people out of work. You know, they didn't have to require all the labor for the farm. But, you know, when you have that going into everything, like when you go to the Home Depot, you have an automatic cashier now. You go to a car plant in Dearborn, Michigan, and you have everything operated by robots. And we're going to be getting that more and more. And when you create one job with IT or computer or robot, you're eliminating, you know, four or five.
I want to talk about it further. Hang on, Doug. We'll bring you back in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You may bring up whatever's on your mind. And also, you can call in via Skype. I don't think I've mentioned that too much tonight. Skype username is lrn.fm, and that is there for you as well. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's what you can do. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username there is lrn.fm. And don't forget, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. You can get your shopping taken care of and get whatever it is that you're looking to buy over at Amazon by going to shop.freetalklive.com. There are different Amazons into which you can connect. You can go to the one in the UK, the one in Canada, and the US Amazon. You just click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Very simple. You get the same great deals you're used to, the same huge selection, the Amazon Prime, Super Saver shipping, all of that. It's just you're entering through our affiliate link, so again, Free Talk Live gets the credit, and we get a little bit of a cut of Amazon's profits. Start your shopping every time over at shop.freetalklive.com, or save yourself the extra step by going to shop.freetalklive.com once, then clicking on the appropriate Amazon for you, and then bookmarking the landing page. As soon as you get on to Amazon, that first landing page when you arrive there from shop.freetalklive.com, bookmark that page, and then just use the bookmark from that point on in the future because it contains our little code in the URL. So again, shop.freetalklive.com. Doug is back on with us here in Chicago. And Doug, you were saying you had some comments for us. Can you briefly recap them for us for our listeners just tuning in?
Yeah, pretty much I'm elaborating on what the guy called in Miami that, you know, automation can be in good, can really be good in one way. I mean, you know, when you have automation, you usually make everything cheaper in production. But, you know, when you do automation to the point where you're eliminating a lot of people out of work, I mean, that can't be good, you know.
It can be.
I think it's good.
Why is it good, Chris?
So I would say that, first of all, automation might be being pushed right now at a pace that's sort of unhealthy because it's happening unnaturally due to labor regulations and minimum wage and unions and that sort of thing, unfortunately. So it might be outpacing the rest of the economy, and that might in the immediate have some negative effects. So, like, you go to the grocery store now, you see the self-checkout lines. Home Depot has them now. More and more people are going to get them. We were just in Concord the other day where somebody wanted to make the minimum wage $16 an hour, and you could imagine that that'll
That's gonna push automation forward.
That'll throw some cashiers out of work, right? But overall, when you automate a job, yes, it puts somebody out of a job, but it frees that person up to do other things in the economy, right? And so if a job is taken by an automation, I remember Barack Obama complaining that ATM machines were putting bankers out of work. I mean, it was like the craziest thing. But if somebody's available
to do something,
there's something else that they can do, whether it's work on a farm or go and create something or do something artistic or some technical job or start repairing self-checkout machines.
Or customer service.
Any number of different things that they can do. When you eliminate a job, you're creating jobs.
Their labor itself is wealth. Go ahead.
Go on ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm just saying that their labor itself is wealth, and by allowing these machines to do labor for humans, it frees humans up to do labor that that machines can't do.
I normally wouldn't argue with their points, but when you're, you know, eliminating four people and you're only creating one job, you know, when you go over to automation, you might be creating a job for IT or the computer or to repair the robot, but you're eliminating multiple people. And if you want people to go and, you know, kind of get educated and go to a different field, that can be great if they can find another field not impacted by the automation. Do you get what I mean? We're heading toward a whole different era now from what I've been reading.
I'd agree, and let me put this in front of you. I think that we could argue the economics of this all day long because I still don't believe that it's terrible for the economy, but do you understand, as things get automated, they get less costly? So if people have jobs that make less money, they can still afford more things. If you look at the cost of many of the things that I was buying when I was in high school, now these things are cheaper by dollars, in dollar amounts. They're cheaper than they were when I was a kid, and that's kind of neat. Now, a lot of the food products have gone up, but much of, sort of manufactured goods, they're actually even less expensive than they were, and that means that these automations are good for the economy. It could very well be that there's a standard of living provided by a market economy for the unemployed person who makes no money. That is, I mean, once you have 3D printers out there automating the manufacture of things individually, likely those things will just be on the street corner making people whatever they want for free.
Right. Right. I can get your viewpoint on it, too.
Well, look, there's another point on this, right? So even if what you're saying is true, and that, some automation factory or some factory goes automated, so all those people are out of a job for that moment. Now, I agree with Chris Cantwell. I think they'll all, figure out something else to do, because in an economy, there's always other options available, and then people will be free to create new options, create new businesses. But even if what you say is true, and let's say that, in the next week, which is unrealistic, but very soon, that robots start taking over even customer service jobs, and robots are replacing people all over the place, that would be very concerning to a lot of folks if that would happen. But really, what are you going to do about it? I mean, even if that were the case, what can you really do? This is the trajectory of things, is for automation to replace human services in a lot of different areas. And what are you going to do? Ban automation? Ban robots? I mean, you got to figure out a way to deal with this and roll with the changes and maximize your skills and come up with other alternatives. And, of course, if the government wasn't standing in the way, it would be easier, right? So, like, to start your own business, in a lot of places, the government wants you to pay fees and they want you to pay bribes and you got to get licenses and you got to jump through all these hoops, if they'll even allow you to do something out of your home. And in some places you can't run a home-based business, it's illegal. So they restrict the options for people to where they feel like they have to go get a job. And if people didn't feel like they had to go and get jobs and that they could start their own business, then maybe that would create even more options in the marketplace for folks. But really, what can you do about it? Because complaining isn't going to make automation stop.
Right. Right. Like your IT, what you were talking about with your IT, did you find it to be flooded, the market to be flooded when you went into it and you couldn't find work? Or
I found it to be extraordinarily competitive to the point that you're competing on price, right? Yeah. Like I've got a really significant background in IT, okay? I was the operations manager for a major data center. I worked for a company that installed and created data centers, and I've been in mid to upper level management jobs for most of my career. And for me to go find a job at the right pay grade for me at my level of my career is extraordinarily difficult. So I basically walked away from it, right? I said, I have other passions. I'll pursue them. If I'm going to work for less money than I want to work for, then I'm going to do what I really want
instead of,
I'm very happy with what I'm doing. I'm not happy with how much money I'm making, but, you know, I'm trying to improve that every single day. And so,
well, that's usually the trade-off. You usually don't make as much, but you're more satisfied with what you're doing.
But, yeah, exactly. So the old saying of, you know, do something you love and you'll never work another day, not entirely true. I work it pretty hard, but I would say that I feel like my quality of life has improved from when I was miserable with my high-stress job and making lots of money and basically spending it on coke, hookers, and booze to deal with my life, you know. Right now, I feel very rewarded by what I'm doing. So,
and you can't afford coke, hookers, and booze.
Exactly, you know, which is also
until the hookers become robotic. And then the
I'm just waiting for that robot.
That's basically already happened in my life.
I'm waiting for that robot talk show host that I can you know, hire to get rid of you.
Well, in a particular field that you're talking about, like radio, I mean, that will never be, you know, I mean, there will be people like an engineer that will be eliminated probably by robot, but, you know, but people, the talent will never be eliminated.
I don't think you're ever going to eliminate tech guys. I mean, the more automated things get, the more tech guys that you need, because the robots break, you know, and this is the whole problem with the whole, like, zeitgeist post-scarcity thing, that they think the computers are going to centrally plan the global economy. Well, then who's going to program the computers? Who's going to repair the robots? I mean, you need people to intervene at some point. So if people are put in a position where, yeah, these sort of, like, menial jobs that don't require any skills are sort of run out of the market because a chimp can do them and somebody programs a computer to do it, well, yeah, I mean, I think that you will have upward pressure on complex skill sets, and that's not going to sit well with everybody, but I think that we'll all be better off if people are forced to think more.
Right.
Hey, Doug.
Well, good talk, and I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, dude, thanks for the call.
I appreciate it too, Doug.
Look, it's coming, man. I mean, more robots, they're on the way. The development of robotic technology is incredible. I heard BattleBots is coming back, actually, to television.
What's that?
It's a show where people will build these destruction robots that
and
like
fight each other,
spinning blades and things like that on them, and then they put them in an arena, and they you know, they're remote controlling them, and they're literally fighting one another with robots.
There was a video that was going around, it was trending on Facebook the other day. Google has this, like, robotic dog that they built, right? And so they decided to release a video of them kicking the robotic dog, which is like, you know, like the idea of kicking a dog, you know, it kind of turns people off, but it's a robot, right? So fine, kick it. Who cares? It's your robot. Beat it down. And it recovered so fast from the slipping and the way that it corrected itself.
Just bite
them
back.
Impressive.
Watch, huh? Impressive. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And those aren't going to be the only issues that robots will be providing. Of course, then there'll be issues with AI and other stuff. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dovey Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.